That's WIGINGTON. His website is geoengineering.org. And be sure and get some of those that, that he was talking about in the last hour. There's some more comments I would like to go through from the chat room and from email and whatnot. Lisa says that her daughter lives in, says that the ancient elms have been dying for years, for several years, and she lives in the mountains of North Dakota, or North Carolina, and the experts blame it on the blight.
The experts, yeah, you know, these people that are labeled as the experts are trained by the system, and the same people that are doing these programs ultimately. I mean, and they seem to think they have some extra credibility if they have a degree from one of these institutions that whose job it is to get them to think inside of boxes. The blight is a symptom of a weak tree. In the Pacific Northwest, we have many in the Forest Service here blaming the tree die-off on the beetles. The beetles are, again, a symptom of a weak tree. So the geoengineering is absolutely at the core, we believe, based on a mountain of data, at the core of the massive global die-off. We are in the sixth great mass extinction right now. We see tree mortality here the same. The forest is dying quickly, and it's increasing by the day. It's like a branch at the end of it. You can bend it so far. The environment is comparable to this. And once it reaches the limit, it will break, and it is breaking now. And when you couple the drought that we are seeing, and we know that they're creating this drought. We have satellite data imagery we post on Geoengineering Watch of the eastern Pacific where they blanket spray every single day. That greatly reduces evaporation, reduces storm formation. So we have severe protracted drought all across the U.S., and except for certain places along the East Coast. And with few exceptions, there's protracted drought. So we know they're shutting off the hydrological cycle. And with the HARP facilities, people know what those are, ionosphere heaters. That these are massively powerful radio antenna arrays that can beam a signal into the ionosphere that heats it up to 15,000 degrees Fahrenheit over hundreds of miles. They're creating high-pressure zones that steer the jet stream, also thwarting Earth's natural systems and ripping holes in the atmosphere, quite literally. So you couple all these aspects, and how long can an ecosystem survive? And now you coat the foliage of these droughted out trees and with poison soils, you coat their foliage with this incendiary dust, which these metals aren't incendiary, and now let's add some dry lightning from thunderstorms that no longer produce rain because they're being saturated with these particulates that diminish and disperse the rain, but there's more lightning because of the conductive atmosphere, so you have a lot more dry lightning. Now you have forests burning all over the globe. Last year, Siberia lost 100 million acres of forest. Our media certainly doesn't cover that. 8 million.
Oh, my.
It's staggering. 8 million acres in the U.S. So this is all feeding on itself now. As they begin to trigger more and more of these mechanisms, more carbon into the atmosphere, now they spray more to try to make up for that release of carbon, which makes the situation on the ground even worse, feeding the cycle even more. It's a very, very vicious downward trend. And again, if it doesn't stop, we're in real trouble, and I mean very soon.
Right. And, of course, we have had a lot of droughts. I mean, Texas has had a lot of drought throughout the plains in Colorado. I mean, there were, you know, whole communities where people lost their homes due to the fire because of the horrible drought conditions. Another question. Can you ask Dane about the differences in the types of chemtrails? They are making them look like regular contrails, but then you can see the fine particles long after they pass. And, of course, they do spread out. I've taken pictures here in my own area about what they look like.
And they do. We see, though, long lingering trails, and you see shorter trails that seem to dissipate that leave wispy, cobwebby-looking clouds. That's also a particulate disbursement. So anything less than a blue sky, there's particulates up there, silvery white particulates.
All righty. We'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dane Wigginton. The website is geoengineeringwatch.org. And be sure and order some of those cards, order videos, do whatever you can to shine a light on this, to talk to your friends and family and neighbors and everyone about what is going on. Another question regarding chemtrails. What makes BLAK chemtrails? Is that I'm not sure if he means black or...
I've seen that term that people refer to, and I don't have an explanation for that. I mean, I've certainly seen what appears to be a long black line extending out in front of an aircraft that's spraying behind, but that, although it doesn't look like it could occur from the ground, that typically is a shading from what's behind the plane that it can extend a great distance in front of it because of the depth of the atmosphere. So as far as a darker line, I have not witnessed a jet actually emitting a dark contrail, although I'm not denying that that could be happening. Certainly I believe this experiment is ongoing, and we have no way of knowing from day to day what they're dispersing in this ongoing experiment of which we are all a part. So I don't have a definitive answer to that one, but I can say that we do see different composition of lines. We see aircraft that emit a different composition trail from one side of the aircraft compared to the other. Again, I think that they're experimenting in every way they can conceive and you know, making this mix all the more dangerous.
Right. Do you know anything that people can do in their gardens to neutralize the spraying during the time that we're trying to get this thing stopped?
What we're seeing in the Pacific Northwest is the aluminum oxide pushes the soil pHs toward neutral. Now, in addition to that, soil studies relating to bioavailable aluminum, which are very detailed, the University of Riverside has done It's one of the globe's most recognized institutions on this type of study. And the bioavailable aluminum arrests nutrient uptake for many organisms, which means those organisms sense this toxin and they shut down nutrient uptake to protect their DNA. So it's hard to deal with the bioavailable aluminum. You can affect the soil pH, the pHs that are moving toward neutral because of this aluminum oxide in the rain and the air, and you can lower your pH back down, which is typically what will help in most cases on the gardening. But on the bioavailable aluminum, that's a very tough one to deal with. It kills soil microbes. Once you kill those microbes and you have a clean slate, the fungus moves in. And on that note, I believe one of your commercials related to antifungal treatments of some sort, people should understand of the species extinction rate today, again, which the latest figures show is about as much as 200 species a day going extinct. It's hard to get your arms around this. This is some 10,000 times natural variability. That's 1,000,000% of normal. And of that massive extinction, 70 to 80% are thought to be fungally related. So people can see in the case of plants and organisms, as that soil is sterilized from the natural microbes and bacteria, fungus moves in and the die-off occurs. And we're seeing it here in the Pacific Northwest. Very hardy plants, manzanita, madrone, they're literally flashing out dead from fungal infection. So this is a very, very grave situation. It's getting more serious by the day, no question.
And you can also apply that to molds and things that we are seeing grow as a result of this?
And this affects human respiratory systems as well. In fact, according to the Mayo Institute, they feel that perhaps 90% or more of chronic sinusitis is, in fact, fungally related. So, again, the effect on every living organism is absolutely horrific, and these particulates are, mathematically, can only be considered the greatest single cause of every ailment we have been over.
Right. I had another email from Bob in D.C., and he says there is a document, which I also have saved. It's called Weather as a Force Multiplier, Owning the Weather in 2025. And this was put out by, it's a government document.
It is. We're very familiar with that document. And when they show a date of 2025, you can bet they're several decades ahead of that. And when they refer to owning the weather or controlling the weather, that's a very loosely used statement. The only thing they're able to do is create chaotic weather at the cost of shredding the planet's natural systems. But again, this is the military-industrial complex. This is what they do. They don't have any regard for the consequences. That's why they've detonated 1,800-plus nuclear weapons around the globe. That's why we have nuclear facilities. I believe there's 300-plus nuclear facilities on the planet with over 1,000 reactors, any one of which could exterminate life on Earth. And this is not sanity. So, yes, we're familiar with that document. And again, the desire of those at the top of the ladder here to play gods, to control what in reality they cannot control, is going to be at the cost of all life on Earth if it continues.
Right. Well, they want to eliminate 90 to 95% of the Earth's population.
I've seen that statement by David Rockefeller, and one can only assume that that is an aspect in this equation, because the die-off is occurring. It absolutely is occurring. And this slow poisoning of our systems will manifest itself at an ever-increasing rate. You know, the body can take only so much where it starts to break down, and we are seeing that breakdown. There's epidemic respiratory ailments across the globe at this point, and the spraying continues. So we are quite literally in a fight for life. And relating to the climate, Deanna, if people understood that it's not just the poisoning, it's the literal destruction of this thin veil that surrounds our Earth that allows life to exist. And all the climate modeling, people who don't like Al Gore, and I'm one of them, but that, again, doesn't change the reality on the ground. And the climate modeling, for example, from the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the largest scientific panel ever assembled on any subject in human history, and their modeling is horribly, horribly flawed. but not in the way people think. They think that these climate organizations are skewing the data to make it look like it's warming when it's not. In fact, the opposite is true. Their modeling is horribly flawed, but it's horribly short of how bad our climate is truly damaged, because they don't take into account geoengineering in any way, shape, or form, or the damage it's done, and they don't put any climate feedback loop into their mechanisms, which means their climate models are all linear, and this is not a linear equation. So as we have these feedback loops kicking in, and they are right now, the warming is occurring at absolutely staggering pace. We almost lost the Arctic ice cap this year. It almost imploded completely. And this has not happened for at least 3 million years, and it's thought more likely as many as 13 million years since we've had an ice-free Arctic. We were losing ice at the end of the melt season at 130,000 square kilometers a day. People have no idea what's going on because the media is not covering it. What do they cover? Some murder case or some theater somewhere they draw out of a hat? They go into some drama for 2 or 3 weeks while literally the planet's in full-blown meltdown and geoengineering is poisoning everything that lives. So
exactly.
We have to wake up soon.
Sure. Now, somebody in the chat room also mentioned that he thought that these chemtrail jets might be remote controlled. He said that he saw two almost collide in midair while spraying. Do you think that's a possibility?
It's certainly a possibility. I mean, and to see what they do with drones, operating drones in the Middle East from Las Vegas, it's certainly a possibility. We can't know what is or isn't being remotely controlled, but absolutely positively, that technology is there, and that's a very real possibility. We just can't know. We just can't
right.
know.
Somebody else said, I don't see much spraying in our area, and there are weeks when I don't see a lot of spraying here. But I think that they go in and they spray for a couple of months real heavy, and then right after that, you see a lot of weather changing. You see a lot of things going on. Well, gray days, a lot of gray days. And as you said, I mean, when I was a kid, skies were blue. They're not blue anymore.
They're not. They're silvery white. And this is, again, important for people to consider. I started to go into before one of the breaks. But just because people don't see a trail from horizon to horizon does not mean there's not aerosols in the air. If there's a silvery white halo around the sun, there's aerosols there, plenty of them. And also the wispy, cobwebby trails or clouds, I should say, that they actually name in some of the cloud books now, as an attempt to further obscure the situation. If it's not a blue sky and a white cloud, you have aerosols in the air. And many situations are a combination of both. You can see real cumulus clouds on the ground with an overstory. This is very common to have an overstory of aerosols that block out the blue sky. And people are beginning to think this is normal because it's been going on for so long and it's so extensive that they think this is normal. But we are in for what's called a climate bounce back. If we could stop geoengineering, and we must, there will be a very horrific climate rebound because they have kept this lid on this boiling kettle while feeding the fire underneath the whole time, and the climate has been trying to react. And so, but this is something we simply must face. And those in power, in their goal to keep things status quo and try to hide the situation as long as possible, are making it worse by the day.
Right. And this is happening all over. In one of the films, I think it was the first one that Michael Murphy did, he actually went over to Hawaii and talked to a lot of people over there. And people who were trying to grow organic gardens, this one family had their child's hair tested for mercury or for toxins. And this child was fed with an organic menu, and yet she was affected by the chemtrails, because I guess they do it a lot over there also.
You know, there's nowhere to escape this. I mean, they tested, I can't think of the group that did this, but they tested 1,000 whales from the most remote places on the globe, and they, at the last minute, inadvertently tested for inorganics and detected massive amounts of aluminum from whales from the most remote places in the globe, so there's nowhere to escape this.
Amazing. Alrighty, we are going to a break, and when we come back, we'll take some calls. Be right back.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dane Wigington. His website is geoengineeringwatch.org. Why don't we take a phone call? Let me just scroll up here. Let's take Pat in Indiana.
Hello.
Hi. I'm sorry you had to wait so long.
Well, that's all right. I was going to say that back in 2002, we confronted Congressman Pence about the chemtrails. And he sent us a letter from the Congress of the United States of America, the House of Representatives, stating that, yes, there is. He acknowledges that there's chemtrails in this letter, but it was tied in to Star Wars, and there was nothing we could do about it, he said. But it was Dennis Kucinich had H.R. 2977, but because of the chemtrails being involved and stuff in it, they changed it real quick to 3616. But this letter does admit, yes, there's chemtrails, but because it's in the development of the space-based technology, there was nothing we could do about it.
I'm familiar with the bill Dennis Kucinich was on, but if you have a letter that we perhaps have not seen, I would very much like to have a copy of that letter. You can send that to us at geoengineeringwatch.org. I would be very grateful. I would love to examine that.
Yes, I have. I actually sent this to Tex Mars, and he did a whole program about it. Now, well, we've sent it all over the United States, I think, so that the people can know. Yes, it's being acknowledged by these congressmen. It's just they're hard to get a hold of.
I would very much like to have a copy of that letter, ma'am.
I will send it to you. And we have a magnet, and I was going to ask you, do you think a magnet would work if we t- took it over the garden, and would any of those chemicals attach itself to the magnet or not?
Not. And, you know, now, if they would stop spraying, because these metals, aluminum and barium, are very reactive metals, if we could just get them to stop and discontinue the constant saturation, those metals would chelate to other elements soon enough, and the soils would begin to recover. So it's just a matter of stopping this constant exposure, and that's about our only bet right now. If we don't do that, then everything else is arranging deck chairs on the Titanic.
Now, are you the ones that made the What Are They Spraying on Us?
Michael Murphy did the films. I'm one of the primary interviews in the film, but that's Michael Murphy. He's a great human being and a good friend. And,
we've been putting it on cable access for a long time, trying to let the people around here to realize, you know, yes, there's chemtrails, and but we've noticed this long, long time ago. This question we asked him was back in 2002.
The sort of activity you're engaged in and putting that out is, if everybody would take those kinds of steps, we could get this above board and onto the radar. And again, I salute you for those efforts, and people should take note of what you've done, and that kind of effort will make a huge difference. And now there's YouTube videos coming out, shorter, harder-hitting YouTube videos that can be used as well. So anyway, thank you very much for your efforts, because we can't do this alone. Grateful for your help.
Thank you. We'll send that.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. All righty. Somebody sent an email, I guess. Talking about her daughter's biology textbook, which suggested using aircraft to spray particles to cool the earth and combat global warming. So, and this textbook was published by Nelson, and it is used in the Alberta public schools. So they are trying to indoctrinate the students to believe that this is all very good.
They're absolutely doing their best to do that. And those that design the school curriculums and approve the school textbooks, and it's all the same core system of power, and we should realize this. We see in children's video games, we see the skies full of particulate trails, geoengineering, chemtrails. I mean, this is a massive conditioning program, and they thought, this is an important point I'm going to make right now. The power structure, in their incredible arrogance and ignorance, felt they could play God and control these systems, perhaps indefinitely. And I believe now they are realizing that this is anything but true. I believe there's panic within the power structure as to what they have released. Now they're throwing even more fuel on the fire by trying to increase these programs to compensate for the damage they've already done. And I believe that there is perhaps a fraying in the power structure of, you know, with these programs going on and those that are starting to push back. So, yes, I believe they thought they could do this forever. It is now incredibly clear that they have torpedo the ship on which all of us depend on for our survival, and only by stopping these programs do we have an element of hope in this equation, because if they continue, it's just making the hole in the bottom of the ship wider by the day, and we will sink together on the ship if they continue with these programs.
Right. Now, are they also doing this in the Middle East? Are there any countries in the Middle East that they are not spraying in?
None that we know of. And also, it's important for people to remember there are competing powers that are all engaged in these programs. That's what makes it so difficult to bring this to light. Although you have, for example, Russian media, in the case of RTTV, a really exceptional media outlet that covers a lot of issues that no one else will, they will not cover geoengineering because they are also engaged in geoengineering, as are the Chinese. The Chinese media, CCTV, is a good source of some news, but they, of course, won't cover geoengineering because they are geoengineering the hell out of their country. So it's difficult to get this to light, but and there's also appears to be strategic tug-of-wars going on militarily, so it's truly a bad and worsening combination.
Exactly. All righty, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll take some more phone calls. Be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dane Wigington. That website is geoengineeringwatch.org. Let's take some phone calls. Let's take Rick in Milwaukee. Rick, welcome to the program.
Yes, hello. I have 2 points. One is the first time that I saw them, and one is a recent experience, and that relates to people seeing them or not. The first time I saw them was maybe 2 summers ago. I went out for an early morning walk, and, you know, I didn't take the subject seriously, but, you know, I've heard about it. And I just, you know, happened to look up, and I saw two little white planes way up in the sky drawing a checkerboard pattern in the sky. And by the time I got home from my walk, about 45 minutes later, the whole sky was covered. In the afternoon, you know, it all dissipated, but you know, the sky was overcast with the, you know, what you could call normal-looking clouds, but I know that, you know, the sky would have been completely blue but for those artificial clouds that were created in the morning.
Yeah, you know, it's if people would bother to look up, sometimes I feel that the sky could be on fire and nobody would notice.
Right, yeah, that's number one. People don't normally look up as a pattern, you know. But then what I saw recently as far as, you know, and this relates to steam, again, I believe, you know, I came home one evening at night, and I think I saw two of them doing it at night in the dark.
We do see them at night. Sometimes in the Pacific Northwest, we typically don't, and we believe that one of the reasons is they're trying to let radiant heat escape back out at night. But on the other hand, we see the blanket spraying of the ocean seem to consider continue 24/7. So, and NASA even admits that these, quote, persistent, what they call contrails, we know to be particulate trails, are worsening global climate change, global warming, because they trap more radiant heat and they deflect. So this is truly cutting off one's nose to spite one's face. And in addition to making our climate situation much worse, again, as we've outlined in great detail, they're poisoning virtually everything that lives. There is no exception to that. So anyway, I hope more people look up as you have and take note and educate yourself on this. And we need every bit of help we can to educate others on this issue. So perhaps share your experience with those you know and get educated and some data to hand out and help us spread the word.
Yeah, it's very frustrating to watch it happening and you can do nothing about it.
Well, you can do something about it. We all can. You know, again, if we brought this to light, if we absolutely brought this to light where it could not be hidden any longer,
right.
No one's going to want to be the part of a grand experiment of which they are the lab rat. And I've experienced this firsthand from people who have a common interest here. I mean, if we can't breathe without sucking this stuff in, people will care. People in the military will care. If we just get this out in the open enough where the compartmentalization that's occurred falls apart and people refuse to participate, so we can do something about this.
Yeah, one day when I saw it happening, I told all of my neighbors, I called my mother, I called my daughters. Now when I see it happening, I tap someone next to me to look up, you know, because I don't want them to think I'm crazy, you know. Hey, it's actually happened. Look for yourself, you know.
What helps tremendously, though, if you have a flyer to give them, instead of, you know, pointing at the sky and ranting and putting up their defenses, have a flyer. We have flyers, one's called Are We the Experiment? Here are the facts. You decide.
Okay.
Very credible data, and that flyer helps so much so that they can read that in their own comfort zone.
And you can get that on your website that you...
If you look up geoengineeringwatch.org, but you have to add /ADS, ads, geoengineeringwatch.org/ads, you'll find examples of some flyers that you can use or you can modify them.
Okay, great.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. All righty, let's take Diane in Pennsylvania. Diane, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Hello, Dane.
Hello.
I applaud you for your effort, but I've got to say that... I'm pretty jaded about the whole issue, and I think it's pretty much a futile effort. They started spraying here. I live in western Pennsylvania. They started spraying here in 98 heavily, and it's never stopped. There are rare days where we have a clear day, and but I know there are parts of the country where they don't spray. I know they don't spray much in Florida, and I know they don't spray much in Texas, but...
If you talk to people, and I know people in Florida and in Texas, and they are gravely ill because of the spraying there, so you might be communicating with someone.
So they're getting it. Well, I've just been to those places and not noticed the kind of spraying that we get here, and it's really affected everything here. There's mold everywhere. Roofs are covered everywhere with black streaks. Mold all over my property, in my plants, in the ground, on the buildings. I have to paint every 2 years. It's a very depressing situation, and there's not, I don't know what, and I've done everything that I could do. I started in 98. I took pictures. I passed out flyers. I pointed to people. I asked people in the street to look up. After 14 years of this, I think that whatever the program was, whatever someone had, whatever plans were in place, have already been done. And I don't think there's any stopping this, and you're not going to wake people up. They won't look up.
I share your angst. I've been in this trench for over 10 years, and believe me, I've been doing this 24/7. I've had this angst a lot, but I would say this. That we are now at the point where this lump will not fit under the rug any longer. The damage is becoming so visible that even those who have had their heads up their backsides a very great distance are starting to have their heads ripped out. So the bottom line is, yes, there's been a lot of damage done, some of it irreparable, but we are at a point where they can't hide this any longer. It is coming to light.
And have you done any testing, or do you have any reports on red blood cells in any of the spraying substances? Because I tested here in 99 and running through 2003 because I would get sort of a pinkish covering on pieces of furniture on my terrace or things like that. And so I put them under my microscope. And they're red blood cells, and, you know, so do you have any experience with that?
I have never done any testing for that. I don't have any background that would assist me in that. I understand that that has been done. I don't deny that that's a possibility. I mean, God knows what they're experimenting on.
Yeah, I've always wondered, there was, you know, such a controversy about what to do with medical waste for a few decades, and then it completely went off the radar.
It's hard to tell what they might be doing.
Exactly.
Dumping.
I mean, are they spraying medical waste on us? Maybe. Makes sense to me.
I mean, you know, it's anybody's guess what they may do from one day to another. I mean, the majority of these materials, just by sheer mathematical quantity, are these toxic metals. But whatever else they may mix into that is, again, anybody's guess. But there are other things being released. For example, someone who I just met recently, he did a YouTube video called The Most Important Topic for 2013. He took an interview or a phone conversation I had with Global Skywatch, Russ Tanner, and he did this YouTube video that seemed to resonate with people more than anything else had.
And that YouTube video has been pulled.
It's back up now. It's back up in a lot of sites, and it was pulled because the person who did it, we didn't know why it pulled, was being harassed horrifically by the disinfo agents. And he's a good guy. His name's John Masoria, and very much committed. And you know, again, people who I didn't even know who this person was. I had no idea this thing was put together, and suddenly it's got almost 100,000 views. It's back up now, so something like that might give you a little bit better of a tool that's a little more hard-hitting. But people are looking. I've had three major university scientists contact me, as I stated earlier in the show. I've had senators from Arizona contact me from that I had nothing to do with other than participating in a phone conversation. And so people can help, and we are reaching critical mass. It seems like nothing's happening for so long that one loses heart. But now, because of the damage being done and the manifestation of that damage and affecting so many arenas and so many people in so many different ways, it's now coming to light. I don't think that they can hide this much longer. So one way or the other, this is coming to a head. So I say right now is the stretch, and we should try to keep our kick and keep pushing, and we are very close to this not being able to be hidden. Weather Channel is now having to engage in a program called Hacking the Planet, talking about weather modification, trying to spin this issue because it's simply coming to light, and they can't hide it. So now they're trying to spin it. So as depressing as this can be, I would say don't lose heart yet, because it is coming to a head.
Mostly frustrating. I would have to say that it's been mostly frustrating for 14 years, because it's been a top issue for me, and and so, again, I applaud your efforts, and thank you for the hopeful note at the end. So
I would say one more thing to give you some enthusiasm here, too. We've had on GeoGeering Watch, I believe, something like 250,000 military visitors on our site. They're looking, and we want them to look, and we ask our military brothers and sisters to please consider what you're participating in. So people are looking, and at some point, we're going to reach critical.
Are you familiar with Clifford Carnicom's work?
Yes, I had the pleasure of meeting Clifford.
Because Clifford was one of the first people back in 99 that really started, I mean, he grabbed the bull by the horns and really tried to, you know, do something.
He's an exceptional human being, and
yes,
I again had the pleasure of meeting him, and we just posted a huge amount of his files on our site. So
good.
We are getting close to critical mass, and some very important people are now looking at this issue. We know firsthand. We've been contacted by them. So don't lose heart yet.
Well, that makes me happy. Well, thank you, Dane.
Thank you,
Diane.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty, some more questions from the chat room. Do they spray in Israel?
I have personally seen footage of trailing above Israel, yes. That's a very good question, and I admit I had wondered that myself until I had seen the footage. But, you know, again, once you put these aerosols in the atmosphere, there's nowhere to hide from them. And this is, people wonder, well, then, what are the elite doing this to themselves for? How could they be doing this to themselves? There are several possibilities there. One, we know we're not dealing with sanity, and this is a quite literal statement. So that's something people should consider. Two, we now have been made aware of a very high-tech blood cleansing method that's only available to a few that possibly may be something that those at the very top of this chain are using to keep their systems clean. We believe to acquiring more data on this. This is a medical process that's extremely specialized and only available to a few. There may be something like that in the equation. We don't know. But there is no question this is occurring. There's no question as to what it's doing. There's no question as to the threat it poses. And people absolutely need to assist us in this effort. But a few of us can't do it alone. It's up to all of us to bring this issue to light.
Right. And I've also noticed, as I observe the elite, the so-called elite, that they don't die of cancer. They don't die of the terrible illnesses that all the rest of us suffer from.
Well, you know, it seems they have access to much better care than the rest of us. There's no question about that. But in this case, with the damage they're doing, they will go down on the same ship with the rest of us, and I believe they're realizing that, and now in a frantic effort to try to cover up the damage they've already done by doing yet more damage. So, again, this issue's coming to a head. I don't think there'll be any hiding it for much longer.
Right. Okay, another question from the email from Tom. Are the creatures perpetrating this destruction insane, or are we seeing a non-human force at work to depopulate the Earth so that they can create an accommodating environment for their own biology?
I've heard a lot of speculation in this arena, and I would only say this. This is on a personal conclusionary note, but I can only believe if there was extraterrestrial life out there, and indeed there may be. I can't believe there would be nothing out there when I think the latest cosmological data I've seen is there might be as many as 500 million stony planets in the Goldilocks zone in our galaxy alone. Can't imagine it's empty space, but I can only imagine that if some such entity was there and they had the technology to cross the galaxy to get here, that if they wanted to do something with us, they wouldn't need to sneak around in the shadows. They would just do it. And if anything survived its own success long enough to have that technology, I can only imagine it would be benevolent. Now, that being said, relating back to human behavior, many people seem to try to convince themselves that human beings would never do this to each other. And to that, I would say, you need to take another look at history. This has always been the case. I've studied in-depth Stoic philosophy from the first century A.D., and the human condition was exactly the same. Exactly. We see atrocities all throughout human history that are exactly in this category. It's just on a bigger scale now. So I see nothing happening that I can't attribute completely to human behavior. Regardless of what may be out in the cosmos in regards to extraterrestrial life, everything I see happening here with these scenarios is absolutely par for the course for human behavior in the quest for power and control.
Sure. And of course, now we have better technology, more advanced technology, and so they're going to use these kinds of weapons on us. All righty. What about Morgellons? Do you see any kind of a connection between Morgellons and the chemtrails?
Based on all the data I've seen, I believe it's completely connected. And I think Carnicom's work would back that up. And I think Morgellon, I believe we just were sent an email that now the CDC has recognized Morgellons, which would be a huge step forward. But again, the impact of geoengineering is so total on every aspect of life, and this particular ailment in relation to these fibers that are being emitted from the body would seem a direct result of geoengineering. So that is my conclusion.
Yikes. All righty. Let's visit your site, and that is geoengineeringwatch.org. Now, people, listeners, you can sign up on their email list just up at the top. Just put in your name and your email, click the word submit, and then tell us what else you want us to know from your website here.
That email list we're continuing to enlarge, and we haven't utilized it yet, but we will soon. We're working on that. And what I would say is this, that The criticalness of our situation cannot be overstated, and every single person out there, and we've heard a lot of angst from some of the callers calling in, and believe me, I share that angst. Every day when you wake up, when you see this, you don't even want to go outside, you see things dying all around you, it's hard to feel motivated. But I would say this, it is coming to a head, and many more people, people with resources and the ability to speak out against this are becoming aware of it. And all of us can help that happen faster by simply educating ourselves. Again, to run out, point at the sky, and start ranting about things that you really haven't familiarized yourself with enough can do more harm than good. So it's imperative to have some idea what you're talking about. And a flyer is so important because credible data can be put on a flyer that people can digest in their own comfort zone, and that seed can be planted. And as they see things unfolding around them, and it's unfolding by the day, again, snowstorms at 45 degrees and from subtropical moisture, and people are starting to realize things are horribly off the rails. So now is a time when this effort can yield results, and if people would help us to send out these flaming arrows of information to all the groups and organizations that would care, if they only had a clue, we can get this done much faster. And an example I use often, Deanna, if when people think they can't make a difference, if one person told two at the beginning of a month, the first day of the month, and those two shared with two others each the second day and so on for 30 days, that's 5.5 million at the end of 30 days. If people just realize this is an exponential equation, if we just make it so, it's up to all of us, because the few of us that are at the front of this right now desperately, desperately need help.
Right. Okay, we are into a break. We'll be right back. I didn't hear the music. Be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Dane Wigington. His website is geoengineeringwatch.org. If you want to get some flyers, it's geoengineeringwatch.org/ads. Also, be sure and look at the patents. Click the patents up there at the top, and documents if you need more evidence. Let's take one last caller, Michelle in Minnesota.
Hi. I've got both the What in the World and Why in the World. They're excellent documentaries. But I was going to ask Dane Wigington, if he's has ever seen the documentary called From Chemtrails to Pseudolife, The Dark Agenda of Synthetic Biology by Sophia Smallstorm. They talk about genetic engineering and genetically modifying trees and bugs and birds and people.
I know Sophia personally. She's a great...
Oh, you do?
Yeah. She's a great lady. I had extensive communication with her, and I believe her research to be valid.
Mm.
And certainly she did a tremendous job on the 9/11 issue, and she's extremely dedicated. The reason that we don't go into that too far is not because we believe it's not happening, but simply because most people have trouble going that far into the rabbit hole. Now, on the genetic mutation and modifying, researchers from Germany and Norway that have contacted me are confirming some of what Sophia's conclusions have come to, that they are seeing what they have termed horizontal gene mutation from the absorption of these particulates in plant life that they are examining. So at this point, it appears there's nothing that's quote-unquote organic, that all is being exposed to potentially gene-modifying elements. And so, again, we're right back to the simple equation that the entire chain of life is being completely decimated by these programs, and it's absolutely imperative that we bring them to light. And people should understand this is not alarmism. We are literally standing on the end of the plank. There's nowhere else to go but stepping backward and off the plank, or turning around, facing this issue, and starting to fight.
And may I ask another question? Do you allow people to use What in the World or Why in the World and put them on public access channel?
These are Michael Murphy's film, but absolutely, positively, you can copy them, duplicate them, put them on. I mean, there's no copyright. If anybody questions that, you're welcome to contact us through the site, and I'll put Michael Murphy in touch with you directly. But absolutely, positively,
you've got the okay on to do that.
Absolutely.
Can we showcase that by just saying this is what we're showing, and then have somebody showcase it and then show it in its entirety, unaltered it in any way, and then say, thank you very much for watching? Is that permissible as well?
Anything you can do to get the word out using those films is absolutely permissible. Michael Murphy has dedicated his life to this. He's extremely unselfish, and I know he's really one of my closest friends, this is about the cause. It's not about anything else. So use that tape in any manner you think it'll help get the word out.
My station in my area requires written permission.
Okay.
So do you contact your site then? That's on your all of your work. The Why in the World and What in the World, and we just
please,
go to the
contact us at both sites. You can contact admin at geoengineeringwatch.org and send a notice there. And
geoengineeringwatch.org?
Admin at geoengineeringwatch.org. You can look at the site and find that as well. Please send us whatever we need to send back to you. Happy to do it.
Okay, thank you very much. Excellent show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, thank you, Dane, for being on the program today. Let's do this again real soon. We do need to get the word out, and you've just you do an excellent job at this.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you for your courage. Take care.
All righty, you too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow. Take care.